On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Unique fashions for guys and gals.
It is March 1989. Crop jackets and boleros are in, furs are out. The New York Times says sheer clothing will be the end of us all, and like a naked mole rat after a long bath, they say suits are going to get less wrinkly. DoorDash loses its fraud case over its purchase of half of Guess. Which half? Take a guess. Designers go deep on backpacks, and In Fashion puts Kerry Otis and Eric Stoltz on the cover. But you don't care too much about all that because you forgot to feed Magnum. You remember Magnum, your dog? You forgot to feed him before you went to school today, and in return, he ate your new dress you left out on the bed. You really can't get mad at Magnum since this tragedy is entirely of your making, but it does sting that Magnum seems really pleased with himself. That cost $60. That's a lot of money for someone who spends 8 hours a day on weekend giving punk kids with sticky hands sample spoon after sample spoon of bubblegum and chocolate honeycomb ice cream at the Nine Corners Mall's Baskin-Robbins. You braved the change rooms at Merry-Go-Round for this dress. You know the ones that everyone has a story about? The ones that are the favorite destination of that old man who spends all day in the food court nursing his small coffee from everything yogurt, then goes into the change room to try to do his dirty business. You know, the one everybody calls Ebenezer Spooge. Ugh! Got this for your first date with Patrick McHare after you asked him out. Oh, you forgot to mention all that until now? No worries. You'll make a note of it and you'll fill in everybody on the details next time. For now, it's time to try to find new fashion inspiration in your favorite magazine. Yes, it's time to...
Listen to Sassy.
Oh my goodness. She overcame her shyness and asked a guy out.
Someone's got some homework.
Ebenezer Spooge, that's disgusting. I can't believe that kind of stuff happened during the town. Well, yuck.
Good old Nine Corners Mall. Some said that's too many corners. I disagree.
It's just right about.
Before we get into this episode, we want to thank everybody for coming to our Mystic Pizza watch along. We had a great time with you, of course, and we want to talk about our next watch along for February. Dave, do you want to explain how this list has been refined?
It's going to be a big list this month for the watch along because we're just going to change the methodology. Before, we were looking at what was in Sassy magazine to base our options off. Now we're just going to go by the calendar and what was actually released. So because of the publishing lag, we're going to have options from January all the way to April for this one before we normalize. So you're going to have lots and lots of options to choose from. It's going to be movie fisticuffs in the poll. I don't know what's going to happen, guys. I'm a little scared.
Should we list the movies that are going to be available?
Sure. We've got Working Girl as our runner-up from the last poll. We have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Say Anything, Troop Beverly Hills, Dream a Little Dream, Rooftops, Heathers, and Gleaming the Cube. So a lot of classics in there, and also Rooftops.
Troop Beverly Hills, Pam, with future Rilo Kiley singer Jenny Lewis.
Absolutely.
You can help us decide what we're going to be watching in February at listentosassy.com/club. This is a perk for our Patreon supporters only. So if you're not in the Patreon yet, you should be. You could get to do things like this. And now, fashion, etc.
Yeah, on our cover, Kyrie. Kyrie? Kyrie Eleison. It's Kiri, but it might be Kairi. And Andrew Southam is the photographer. This is such a cute cover.
It is cute.
She's being very sassy. She's got a sassy pouch. She's got sassy freckles. It's a very February-ish looking cover, but...
It is.
It looks like a Christmas.
I was going to say, Dave thought Christmas, and to me, this looks like Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that too. But it looks very holiday-y. Like, it looks special occasion-y, and my brain wanted to peg it to a holiday, and because of the red and white, my brain went Christmas, but Valentine's Day actually makes more sense.
Yeah.
It's the birthday of the magazine. I love the things on the cover, and we usually just talk about the photograph, but this one this one also looks like Valentine's Day because it's like, spill your secrets in our reader poll, 24 pages of fashion, Eric Stoltz loves himself. And then we get too close to three violent racists. And it's all like...
Oops.
Yeah. Oopsies.
You did.
You Zodiac pins. Whoopsie. Are you an Aries? Are you an Aryan nationers?
Our first feature is called Photo Finish. It has a whole mess of models. It's a photograph by Andrew Southam also. Because it's March, that means it's the prom dress issue. And that's what this is. 8 pages. Of prom.
Is a mess of models the official name for a group of models?
I think it's called the skinny. It's the skinny.
The skinny of models?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I would say these vary wildly in terms of which still look good to me today. Let's start with the first one. We've got Naima. She ended up being another fave model of theirs. Her beauty and lighting in this first shot is quite bad. It really washes her out and makes her look sallow. And this dress has sort of a tulipy skirt. I'm not crazy about it. What do you guys think?
Well, I kind of like this little red outfit. Mm. It's when you can't decide. You're like, well, I kind of want it floofy. Mm-hmm. I kind of want it skinny. I want my shoulders. I'd like some ruching. I want a little bow.
Yeah.
Just tie me up. It could have been an unconventional challenge, an unconventional materials challenge. And this would be exactly the silhouette that you would make when you're like, it's all Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. I made this skirt out of a blanket that they wrap around you when you finish the marathon.
Right. Which, again, I always feel like is cheating. In the unconventional challenges when they're like, so I took all the paper products. Like, no, that's a no.
Cloth napkins. Wow. What an innovator.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the next shot, we have our friend Erin Payne. We now know her name. This is the cutie that Pam and I were both cavelling over when she was in that ad for Bongos. She's got the cute little pixie cut. This is a time when she was really on the rise. I also have the Mademoiselle from this month, and she's in multiple different fashion spreads in it, and she's going to be on the cover of the April issue of 17, and she looks so cool in this shot, too. You can tell she is good at modeling, like great dress and great posing.
This model sort of looks like she is the secondary lead in an action film from the era where she's like the badass Uzi-carrying partner to... You know, maybe your Van Damme level, like your B level.
Yeah.
And then she always enters the movie first with a motorcycle helmet on, full visor,
slowly
pops
takes it
up,
off.
Yeah. Takes off the thing, pixie cut madness
shakes
underneath.
Shakes out the pixie cut for no reason. Yeah. She's also like holding her boyfriend's hand and giving the piss off sign at the same time. That's cool. That's a cool move with her gloves. Cool enough to wear gloves.
He's keeping it cash in his very dirty, old-looking Converse Chuck Taylor All-Stars. But I will also note, and you guys can tell me when you look at the visual aids if you agree, listener, he looks like Anthony from The New Queer Eye to me, this guy.
I don't know that I would have come up with it without your help. But yes, it does look like him. Yeah, and a C. Thomas Howell kind of at that time face. Little pony boy.
Anyway, Erin looks hot as hell. We love her still. Next, we have another model. In a dress that has like a fucking cummerbund or something. And the belt loops are so big and so distracting. Like, I realize.
I can never remember the name, but she's one of those Roman wine jugs.
Well, it looks like you're supposed to slide Barbie or Ken hands into her hips and the hoops are there so that you can make her dance.
Her hair is also really big, which I didn't even notice until now because I was so distracted by the huge, huge belt loops. Which I realize this was the time before Photoshop existed, but this would never be in a magazine now. Those would be cleaned up.
It is also another unconventional materials challenge because I don't know what that skirt was made out of other than hope. It doesn't look like your regular tool.
It seems to go quite a bit back. Yeah. Asswords is going, yeah. It looks like at least 2 feet back there. Like she's got a ball bustle. Gown from Gone with the Wind or something.
Absorbent.
Yeah.
It's not the best. It kind of looks like if you ever made a little dolly out of toilet paper, that would be mm-hmm. what the skirt was.
Put a utility ball up your pants uh-huh. and then pretended to have a huge bum, kind of looks like that too.
Yep.
A what up your
utility
pants?
Ball.
What is a utility ball?
You ever played dodgeball at gym? You know, it's the balls that go boing,
boom,
boing, gunk. Boing yeah. when they hit the ground. Yeah. Those are utility balls. I don't know. Maybe that's a Canadian name for them, but utility balls is what we call them.
This dress is by Betsy Johnson. So there you go, Dave. But the one we liked on the page before, uh-huh. also by Betsy Johnson. So it's,
you know, I trashed Betsy Johnson the first time she came to this magazine. You're all mm-hmm. like, no. And every time she's come up since, I've mm-hmm. noticed a tone in your voice that says, Dave, you were right all along.
Well, I think you have a one to watch level of accuracy here.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
On the next page, this is a very cute photo of a girl, and you can't see what she's wearing. You have to take it for granted. You have to just believe them that she's wearing a sleeveless brocade mini dress mm-hmm. from a vintage store.
She wants a nice tea stat.
She is not wearing much to prom, but what she is wearing, she's rocking. And she's got this cute little Marilyn Gwen Stefani hair, and it's got this little naughty girl curl in the middle. Mm-hmm. And this is like, this is like if John Waters was sending you to prom and you were fucking cool and going by yourself.
Yeah.
you're gonna wear this.
She has a bit of a Virginia Madsen vibe to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is cool babysitter.
Yeah. Model zone earrings. I mean, she's rocking those too. Big giant hoops.
The shoes are cute.
Mm-hmm.
The shoes are from Taffy's. The only thing on this page that you can buy mm-hmm. are the shoes. Because everything else came from a vintage store or you can't see it.
Right. And then there's the next page, which is page 40. We're told it's a lime green moire v-neck dress with 3 little buttons, but it's black and white. So again, we're taking their word for it. I don't know why you would style a model in a color that vibrant and then have the photo be in black and white.
This picture is wretched.
It's real bad.
First of all, that dress just looks like it would be terrible, just no matter what color it is.
It doesn't fit. You're right.
But noisy.
Kudos for them for getting young Peter Capaldi to come and show up. For the photo shoot. Start like jam.
They wanted a second take and he said, fuckity bye, and left.
This looks like they're intentionally trying to make a bad prom photo. Uh-huh. And if they're not, what is this? Because what is he wearing? He's got like frilly cummerbundy. Mm-hmm. He's going to prom in the movie Carrie. And she is covered in lime green blood, I guess, to make these like zwoozy patterns in this black and white picture.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Like, I don't necessarily think that's the print. I think that's the moire from the photograph.
Is. Correct. Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right, okay.
Or it's blood.
It's an artifact of the photo. It's not actually the pattern on the dress. So who knows what this dress actually looks like? Never mind. We can't see the color.
Yes. It has a kind of iridescence. So it would look different depending on the angle that you're seeing it. Yeah. But again, does not photograph well and does not fit her. It is so baggy on her boobs.
Yeah.
These smiles. These smiles are so pained.
Just take the picture.
Yes. They look like they're both standing on hot rocks.
Yeah. There's definitely smiles that are like, oh, you had to hold that smile for 10 seconds, didn't mm-hmm. you? Smiles. And this is definitely 2 of them.
They are tired. Yes. This is like, just one more. Okay.
My teeth hurt.
Yeah, she's telling him her life story. And then after that, I went to Shake Shack. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. This is ventriloquism options. You can have your teeth slammed shut, or just slightly open at a smile. Drink your water. Page 41 is not better. Page 41 is like, I don't like the prom because I'm a librarian.
This is the page where they're like, wear fake glasses to your prom. Like, really?
Yes, it looks like the one thing she should be taking off. To pull this outfit off is the one thing that they have told her to put on. It is.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense overall. And then even it looks like, and you'll sit alone at prom and no one will ask you to dance. You'll have to sit on the floor.
And again, her expression is like, really? Right. Then on the next page, page 42, we have a 1920s ghost of a jazz age flapper.
Lady Edith did bad.
Staring into the corner.
Fucking, Blair Witch Project. And
But isn't it, it's the Winona. And you're like, Winona, will you turn around? And no. Okay, I guess we'll just photograph your ghost.
Oh my God, what's with the caveman in the last photo? Oh my God, what is this guy's deal?
This is straight out of the guest ads. The guest ad people go to prom. They don't sit on things correctly. They don't wear things correctly. And they're fucking hot about it.
Nah, but the guest ad guys have a sort of meaningful, scruggy kind of look to them. This guy, his hair and the shadows on his face, he kind of looks like he is... you know, a bit character from The Road Warrior or something.
He does have a very Cro-Magnon brow in this photo.
Caveman love prom.
Yeah. Well, God bless. Hope they had a great time.
Next, we have our fashion feature number two on cue. I hate it. Just hate it. I hate it. I Googled, really? There's like, I Googled billiards fashion ? Billiards, because it said, take your cue from the billiards set and rack up some style points in pants with pleats, shirts with room, vests with detail, and shoes with big soles. Dressed like this, you're definitely playing to win. And it's people sitting on pool tables, making people who play pool angry. And leaning with cues. Which was the sequel to Gleaming the Cube that no one watched. And generally, they're all dressed like they are. This is the Dating Johnny Depp starter pack. Just stripes and vests and embroidery and vests with like couch fabric on top of stripes on top of the ascots. Put a scarf on it and then boop, boop, be doop.
I think some are more successful than others, though.
I agree. I don't hate all of them.
The first one is somebody's secretary on the first page.
With the vest and the pussy bow, I fucking hate that.
The second one is somebody's, like, I'm getting to the session where I will be painted for a bombshell on the side of a plane, but I haven't taken off everything I need to take off yet. That's the second photo. Mm-hmm. The third photo really does it for me. I like that look. This is good for Dave. The next one after that is fine.
She must be a redhead. Sorry.
The next one's fine with the whatever the country cowboy stuff around the shirt. It's fine.
Yeah, it's very sizzly. I was surprised to learn that it's not.
One after that, this flight attendant thing is not working. The next one after that's the best one.
Yeah, that one's cute.
The Katharine Hepburn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next one after that's Beetlejuice. Pants. That's all you see is the pants. And definitely the Beetlejuice's pants. Don't say it again.
Yeah.
And the last one, I hate pants that go up that high. Low marks for the last one. So that is my quick review. Now, if you want to talk about it in depth, please do.
Thanks, Dave.
I think the second one with the polka dot blouse is cute.
I didn't say it wasn't cute. I just said, like, it has a definite wartime look to it.
That's the hair. Yes, it's the hair and the high waist, for
also
sure.
Also the big polka dots. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I think she's owning it. Other than that, I agree with you. Like, the ascot is just not a look most people are going to be able to pull off. And you're going to look very costumey, as Pam said in our notes.
I can't remember the character, but, like, the grandmother from the Andy Griffith Show, like, I can see her in this.
Aunt B? Or,
Aunt B, yeah, Aunt B from the
or
Andy
Mr.
Griffith
Furley.
Show.
Yeah.
You're right.
At least this is a different article than put on a dress and go stand by a tree, which is what we've had the last few issues.
Yes. But do not do these things while playing pool.
No. Our third fashion feature is Wear 'em on Top. Our photographer is Nick Vaccaro, who we've seen before, and our models are Aaron again with a cute pixie cut and someone else named Miranda, who we like less. This is a story about blouses, and then they have no pants. And sometimes they're in underpants, and sometimes poor Aaron is trying to make a girdle work. What teenager in 1989 was buying a girdle? And the pantslessness feels very gratuitous. It's like, we know how to wear a blouse. Like, just put them all in jeans if you're trying to make them neutral. This looks very strange.
It's Victoria's Secret-y.
But these vary wildly from, like, which ones work and which ones don't. Starting with our very first photo on page 76. We've complained in the past about bad hattery in this magazine, and this one is an all-timer of an awful hat. It's like a bandana, and apparently it's reversible, but it's like a bucket hat, but not floppy. Like, it's like a toque turned up, and then the other side is denim, like just blue denim.
I had a dog bowl for the back of the car. That's like a fabric one you could collapse, and if you turn that upside down, like, it would look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is not flattering. It looks like she might be hiding, like, Ferengi bumps on her head underneath this hat.
It looks like where you're supposed to put toilet paper in the guest bedroom.
Yes, it does.
And your organic toilet paper for the septic tank or whatever. Like, not the good toilet paper.
Not helped by the blouse that seems, the jean jacket blouse that seems to be just sluicing off her at the moment.
Hideous. She is going to be flashing her nip in like 3 seconds. It, again, is very ill-fitting in addition to being ugly.
This is genuinely my least favorite thing in the magazine ever. And I know we've seen some weird ones. But this one makes me mad because she can't wear it. She shouldn't wear it. And come on.
She looks furious.
She does look like we're supposed to help her. And look, like, so this is an off-the-shoulder, puff-sleeve denim jacket. And I think there are belt loops right next to her nipples, which means that's like the bottom of some pants that have been turned into a jacket, which was then cropped to put a waistband, like some 32s or something, I don't know, as the top of the halter. Oh my gosh, it's so trashy.
Yeah.
There's no other word for it. Like, someone wearing this is going to get you arrested today. Yeah. Because it's not staying up. And it just says, if someone is like, this is perfect, run from her. It does look like it's supposed to go on top of a lot of braids because you're at a jam band concert or something. And it's just so you don't get a sunburn.
Yes. Or you work at some kind of food court place, and they're like, you have to cover your hair, and you're like, well, I'm going to do it in a cool way, and this is what you decide to do for some reason.
Somebody looked at the white space on Market and thought, oh, we could definitely do another hot dog on a stick fast food restaurant chain, and our hats are going to look like this.
Yes, but it's like a chili stand. That's why it's a bandana. It's
chili on a stick. Went bankrupt very quickly.
So originally I thought there was a higher than usual hit rate for these. And now that I look at them, it's like 50% good, 50% bad. The one on page 77 looks like a French schoolgirl's uniform blouse. And then, Pam, why don't you just go ahead and jump right to 79? Because I agree with you. This is absolutely hideous.
You guys, on this page, there is a girl sitting in it looks like bike shorts, but then they tell us it's a girdle. She is wearing a brown cotton off-the-shoulder top with, quote, lamb's wool collar. So another off-the-shoulder, around-the-arm bandage type. But this one's a fake wool.
Yeah, it's like boucle.
And then she's got her little grown-out pixie cut, but it's like a steel magnolias, my hair is a helmet kind of look for a young girl.
They shot this after she took her hat off from the first photo.
Yes, yeah. Right. So it's still shaped like the hat.
Yeah.
This top looks like when your mom gets you something because you said you wanted to look nice at parties, and she's like, it's so dressy. And you're like, I look like an older woman this is all older woman clothing.
Yes.
On a young girl.
Yes.
And yes, it looks like your mom's like, I think you look sophisticated.
Yeah. This.
And you decide not to go anywhere.
You guys didn't mention the manufacturer of the girdle, the name of the company.
Underseen.
Underseen.
Hey, ladies.
That's gross.
How's your Underseen?
Weird.
Doing?
And it feels like something from Demolition Man all at the same time.
She's even got like the wrong color makeup. It's so heavy and older. I just feel like this poor girl.
You know, in broadcast news, Jennifer, who's like the other anchor that William Hurt's character sleeps with for a little while, she's like older than Holly Hunter. They have like a little affair or whatever. This looks like what Jennifer would wear to like a cocktail party at an embassy. And then she brings William Hurt home and just takes off her skirt. And this is what she looks like sitting on her bed. This outfit. It's very aging.
Yes, a real Sigourney Weaver outfit. Or in big, like you're like, that's a grown up.
Mm-hmm. But the other three blouses on 78, 80, and 81, I have no qualms with any of those. I think those are all still cute.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I guess if that's what you feel, so it's pain.
Well, they're doing the thing where they're tying them up at the waist so that you can't tell really how they fit. They're just big shirts, mm-hmm. and they've been tied around their waist to make them look like they have purpose. But this is a look you can't do at home. I guess that's what gets me angry, is this is like a Victoria's Secret pajama and underwear spread where they're mm-hmm. like, no, you can go out in this. And you, I don't think anybody is so sheer or barely there or inappropriate that where were you wearing any of these things?
Oh, you agree with the New York Times. Sheer clothing will be the end of us all.
It will be the end of us all. We're all going to catch pneumonia.
It's in Revelations, people.
Cheap frills.
First of all, they're cross-promoting this with Sassy Club because they're like, oh, you don't have a plain white blouse? You can buy one from Sassy Club. So, And then it's like, cut off the tails, sew on some lace, fashion.
Really? Well, this is making it. So they're in this case, it's improved on past making it's where they begin with the things you will actually need. And then they're like, and if you need, you know, and a cheeky nod to their own Sassy Club, fine. But this is a very makeable thing you could do in your house on a Tuesday night, pretending you're Molly Ringwald and Pretty in Pink. Should you? Probably not. But I think lace coming out of her whatever, lace mm-hmm. coming off the cuffs and on the bottom and out of a pocket, it was a thing. It was a thing to have like lace go all the way down to, you know, the back of your fingertips, so that you could rest your chin on your palm and have lace all around your nose and just be interesting in third period.
Or get them caught in the farm combine and lose your arm. Just walking around in a homemade lace edition blouse, you will get this caught in about 14 things a day, and it will rip within 24 hours of you finishing this project.
Yeah. They also say parenthetically, it's actually better, italicized, if the lace hangs over the cuff and covers part of your hand. No, I don't agree. But this did prefigure the Party of Five era where all the girls were forever like pulling the cuffs of their sweaters over their hands to look tiny and dainty. Jennifer Love Hewitt and Nev Campbell.
And Pam today. But I still, I think that's a Claire Danes thing, honestly. I feel like she started in the my so-called life. I would have done this. And even as I'm looking at it now, I'm like, I bet this would be cute now on like a old flannel shirt or a Western style vintage shirt. And you could, you know, maybe I think the problem with this is it's a little too polished. You'd want to put a sweater over this so all the lace is peeking out under a cashmere sweater or something really fuzzy and soft.
I don't know. They suggest they do this with a denim shirt, which sounds like just the worst of all ideas. Just like lace on a denim shirt just seems like, you were talking about the trashy look of the denim jacket. I feel like the only way to make that trashier would be to put lace on the crazy hat lady's denim jacket. Terrible idea to put lace on denim.
I don't have a ton to say about this month's What Next. It's basically just, hey, buy some chunky rings. And I'm with it.
That would be way better if that was the title. Hey, buy some chunky rings.
Well, it's called rings on your fingers. But I did do this because I felt and still do feel that chunky rings make my stubby little sausage fingies look daintier. Mm.
When I wear rings, I look like someone's pretending to know how to have hands. And it's I have some here for you to see because I also will look online. And I'm like, well, that's cute. I can get that. Who knows their actual ring size? So things show up. It's just like I've put a quarter in a machine and it's popped out. I'm like, it doesn't fit. So nothing fits, but it also doesn't look like I'm really wearing a ring. Look at that. Doesn't it look like, what is she doing?
Well, because it's
too
big. How
do people wear them up here and get and not have them fling away?
I don't support that. Wear a ring properly. Don't put it on your above your next knuckle. That looks dumb.
No, I think it's cute. 720 Sassy Go, how do you wear a first knuckle ring without it flinging away anytime you gesture wildly because you're speaking?
Double-sided tape.
That's the universe's way of telling you to not do that.
Look how bad this looks.
It's because it's on the wrong finger. Put it on your middle finger. That looks better.
You don't really mean it, though.
I do mean it.
You like my little owl ring, aren't
they? Yeah, it's cute.
They're not cute on me, though. I'm going to send
it
to you.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you it is.
No, these look like I was gardening.
You're crazy.
Corpses. And then it just was like, oh,
she's
no,
at the body
I have to be
farm
on Zoom.
Figuring out the decay rate of this right. and that with her 100%. Owl rings.
I am a body farmer. That's exactly what my hands look like. Dave, you've cracked it. I have body farmer hands.
Do you and have body no farmer hands? 720 Sassy Go. Let us know about your plight day to day.
I have so many low lotions and things that I try to do to make me not look like I have body farmer hands, but I do. I look; these hands have seen things.
Well, Pam, maybe you'll be lucky, and the girl in this cover will be one of the half of the universe that she snaps out of existence with her infinity hands.
What's the one right under her nose? That's like a cicada.
Yeah,
a cicada shell.
That's like a really, really big co-cabot ring.
Yeah, I couldn't wear any of
these. It's a pontiff hat. Maybe she's the world's smallest pope. She'll forgive you one sin. That's it. That's all she can do.
People who can wear old spoons as things.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
What?
You've never seen that, Dave? People turn them into bracelets.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant just like as earrings or like as a necklace, you know, like instead of here are the fingers of my vanquished foes, here's my spoon collection.
You can. Like you can, you hook it and then you wear a little bent spoon.
Now, I want to go one step further. I understand you're just talking about the tin spoons nobody wants from your kitchen. Mm-hmm. But if you went downstairs and got mom's souvenir spoon collection, mm-hmm. you know, Banff, Natural yep. Bridge of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Those I sew to a sweater.
Yes.
Jingle.
Beauty feature number one is big, beautiful eyes. The photographer is Dewey Nix. Our model is Elizabeth. And this is just a whole lot about what to do to have eyes and what to do with them.
Y'all heard of eyes?
That's Y'all heard story. Of eyes. Here's some fun facts. Here's what to do with them. Here's how to wash them. Here's what box you're going to want to put them in to keep them fresh through the winter.
I kind of wanted this article to start off like a 50s educational reel. Eyes, very important. In fact, you're using him to read this article right now.
This is where I learned how to clean makeup brushes. I do still clean them this way. Do I do them once a week? No. I do them like once a year, probably, maybe.
And how do you wash them?
You wash them once a week or whenever by wetting each brush in lukewarm water, swishing the bristles around, and a few drops of mild shampoo in your palm or whatever shampoo you have. Unless it's shampoo from the beauty salon, don't use that. Use whatever shampoo your husband uses.
Or Dawn. I think I usually just do some like dish soap.
If your makeup brushes are made with real hair, which they should be, wash them with whatever you wash hair with. Don't press them. Don't dry them standing up, which like why would you? Just let them lie down flat and they'll dry on their own. You should also replace your mascara every 3 months. Who does this? You probably do. But if anyone else does, 720 Sassy Go.
I do replace my mascara because it's a germ factory. And I've had double pink eye before. And you really only need pink eye once before you're like, anything to not get this again. And I've had Dougal.
Dougal pink eye, the meanest hombre in the Old West. I'm going to give you double pink eye.
Double pink eye on the case. This says to keep eyebrows healthy, rub a little petroleum jelly into them once a week. What? Why? What's happening? What's happening to eyebrows?
Look, I don't do this, but I can tell you one of the things I've noticed as I age is that I get eyebrow dandruff. Sorry, I'm married.
What's happening with eyebrows sounds like it is the direct-to-video sequel to What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Eyebrow dandruff, but why wouldn't you then just use some Head and Shoulders and eyebrows?
Well, it's not really dandruff. It's like dry, you know, dry skin.
Yeah. And it sounds like a real good way to just mess up your pillow.
Yeah. I mean, I just use moisturizer.
Didn't you go to school with Vaseline on your teeth and you're worried about what it's going to do to your eyebrows?
Well, that stuff stays in my mouth.
I will never put that stuff on my eyebrows. That's just rough. Yuck. Hey, Dougal Pink Eye, how do you keep your sharpshooter eyesight, so keen and at the ready. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I eat a carrot every day to keep my vision 100%. That's actually a thing in this article. Eating a carrot a day will improve your night vision. When will this die? When will this, like, weird carrots are the shortcut to supervision urban myth die? Answer, never. Certainly not 1989. The other thing about this article that bothers me is that it's an article about having big, beautiful eyes that pop. Neither any photo in this article nor the one in the table of contents has a clear eye or an eye that pops. The main photo is, like, obscured behind glass and cloth or sheer fabric. Or they're wearing glasses or their eyes are closed. Like, I don't know, just one shot where you can see the benefits and results of all your hard big eye work. But no, they didn't do that. Feels like a big mistake.
It is a lot of information on how to put makeup on your eyes. There's just so much stuff in here that I bought a lash serum. I just got shamed into, like, I guess I'll try this thing I haven't tried before. So I will report back.
All right.
Beauty feature number two is called Model Behavior. Our photographer is Dino. Yo, Dino.
Dino.
And Kim Nalim is our model. It's just like a day in the life of why she's so great. And that's great because she's so great. So this was kind of a fun article to see what it's like, how she takes care of herself when other people aren't putting things on her face and hair.
I was thrilled to see that she uses Kiehl's cream with silk cream on her hair because I use it too. We're twins. We're not twins. She's very beautiful and I'm normal.
Normal.
I wish I had her hair with, like, ringlets like this or like Kyrie on the cover. Like, the gorgeous hair in a lot of this issue, I have to say.
Also, part of her skin routine is in the morning, she uses warm water and or witch hazel to perk up her sleepy skin. I just have a question. What's sleepy skin?
If it's like puffy, probably.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what witch hazel is? So no.
The witch named Hazel. She comes into your house, she sprinkles a little Baba Yaga stuff on you, and you're good to go.
Would you like to know what witch hazel is?
Yes.
It's an astringent. It feels tingly on your skin. So that's what makes you perk up.
Gives you a real good morning. Mm-hmm.
Just the describing skin as sleepy just seemed like it was giving it too much life. And it kind of creeped me out for some reason.
Well, I mean, it might just mean, like, if you're sleepy, this will make you feel awake because it's like a zing on your face.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But attributing it to the skin itself makes it feel like there's something living on your skull that in the morning goes, and, like, these arms grow out of your cheeks. And it's like, these little mouths, like the pizza meatballs from Freddy Krueger films are like,
Sleepy skin, fire drill. It's, or Radiohead lyrics. Sleepy skin. Wrong room. This month's We Try It is about weird stuff, they say. And they're not lying.
Nope.
First one they point out is the kooky new I'm going to try. Kooky new curlers called Quirlers. Mm-hmm. No, did I do it?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But I'm happy you tried.
Yeah, they're called Quirlers. It's twirlers with a K, Avi. And they look like a mean contraption that someone's twisting in your hair and will have to cut out later. So they're benders. They're like to make spiral perm curls.
Yeah.
They're benders, but they have like gumball attachments on either side. So I think you roll your hair up into what looks like already ropes. Like it already looks like your hair is going to get pinched in the contraption. Mm. And then I suppose you tie that. And then it says you can also use these as like a hair ornament, but they were like, don't. And because I can't imagine how they look heavy. This doesn't look like it can work scientifically. Quirlers.
Sounds like a cereal or like Swayze fries. The next step is like, you know, ask for them quarreled.
Yeah, I looked for them online. I couldn't. I came up dry on the quirlers.
So one of the other things they review in this issue that is not depicted, probably because it looked terrifying, is the epilady, the rotating coil that removes hair. I feel like this has come up in a previous episode because I think there might have been an ad at some point. But I got curious. I did have a friend at the time who had an epilady. She brought it on a drink band trip. I think I tried it one time and didn't find it super effective. But I was shocked to learn when I looked it up to see if you could still get it. They do still make them, but they don't look the same. They don't still look like that, like, coil that's coiled on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that expensive. It was under $30. You can buy it at Macy's. And I was like, should I? So I guess I'm asking, should I buy an epilady?
I think you should. Okay. Please tell me what it's like. Right. I remember that they would be at the on the end caps at, like, Eckerd's. And when you're at the mall, you'd go, you'd like chase your friend with the epilady. Like, I'm going to put this in your hair. And put it in your hair. And you could try and go and get your arm done real fast at the mall.
Once in a while, when I'm not paying attention, I'm just wearing the right combination of zippered whatevers. I'll like look down and somehow get like a beard hair or a mustache hair caught somewhere in the clothing. And it just pulls out one hair. And that is like the most painful thing that I'll experience that month. And that's just one hair. Never mind having thousands pulled out at a time as you go up and down your legs. No, thank you.
Well, guess what, Dave? You're going to try it.
I am not going to try it. No, I will try the Epi Man. But I will not try the Epi Lady. If you can find an Epi Man, or rather, I suppose, Epi Gentleman, I will try it.
Wow.
I won't. Next
I
up.
I won't.
I won't. Bubble bath confetti sounds like a terrible idea, A to Z. It is confetti you put in your bath. They didn't melt too well, so according to Andrea. So I guess when you get out of the tub, it's going to look like you have some sort of technicolor pox all over your body as gooey stars and circles are all over everywhere, I guess. Then you have to take a shower after you take your bath, which defeats the purpose of having a bath. So it feels like bubble bath confetti is a total failure on all accounts.
They still make it. And I know because I went looking for it because my kid will take a bath with any party favor. Like, as soon as she learns that there used to be foam parties, we're like fucked in this house.
Oh, no.
She's going to have one. She's going to have one. There's right now in her bath, in the bath, there are all these balls, like ball pit balls that my mom found at a...
At McDonald's when she was
like,
taking them. Where's that lumpy lady going?
Smurfing them out four at a time.
Sorry, kids. It's just land now. Somebody took all the balls.
It's work land. Go write me a report.
It does sound like something. My mom was like, nobody was using it. So there's like 100 ball pit balls in the tub, and the lights and ice and the little ice cubes that light up for drinks because she went to Disneyland.
Right.
And so she'll play music. You walk in there and she'll be like, what's up? And it's like, and like everything. It's like a total rave in the bathroom.
Wow.
And she, so I was like, she's going to love bubble bath confetti because she also likes a good bath bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So they still make it. And the review said, if you don't mind being covered in like slimy dots.
And she's like, I don't.
Dave's right. I didn't get it because it was like birthday cake bubble bath confetti. And I was like,
but it says right in here, they didn't melt too well or actually bubble up. So what are they there for besides to make you angry at this bath now you have to follow a shower with?
Yes. I have an update. I have ordered an epilady. Thank you.
That's amazing.
It's $27.
And look, the last segment is about blush balls. I just want to say, you don't want blush balls. Trust me.
That's a myth. Girls can't cause blush balls, Dave.
It's time to talk about face. These are all things that are about your face. I just got it. All right. This group called Let's Face It will send a pro skincare expert to your school to handle free advice about pimples, sunburn, and skin cancer. All you have to do is call this number to get somebody in there. I am sure they are not connected with Procter & Gamble or the Noxzema Company or any one of those. I'm sure it's a totally selfless organization.
Yes.
I'm going to come to your school. They're going to tell you you have zits, and they're going to tell you not to listen to KISS because KISS stands for Knights in Satan's Service. Second little bit is elastic bands are a definite hair helper until it's time to take them out. Then they can stretch and break and pull your hair. Ouch! Try to use elastic bands that are covered with cloth, says the magazine that just realized that they have a lot of idiot readers after getting a few months of real letters coming into their mailbox. I'm guessing, because there's no reason at all you're telling people the elastics hurts. Try the elastics that are not covered in elastic.
Yeah. Also, don't illustrate your point if you're saying don't use regular, like, paper elastics from fucking Staples. Don't have a photo of a girl who is covered in those elastics. Show the ones you're supposed to use.
Yeah. Beauty crisis of the month this week is, I am really self-conscious about my nose. What kind of makeup can I use to make it look smaller and shorter? It says Michelle 14 from Denver, Colorado. And the answer is all about things you can do around your face with your hair and just to sort of take attention away from it, not have lines that go from like a middle part down your nose, because that just sort of makes that line of action, as we would say in photography, longer and bigger. And I just want to say there appears to be a lot of crossover between the rules of layout design and the rules of making your nose smaller. So I thought that was just interesting that there is a lot of crossover and disciplines that are shared there. So that was a learning experience for me. I don't like to rewind, but I just noticed that the little teaser thing for the nose thing was hide a big nose.
Yep.
Hide yes. a big nose. That's great. Mm-hmm. And finally, there is a block about the fashion look of Marilyn Monroe, and I just want to say I don't know who that is. It's time to talk about the ads in Sassy Magazine, and we have quite a few to talk about this month, so let's get right into it. The first one is on the inside cover and the adjacent page. It is for Zum Zum, which is, I don't like saying it. It sounds like it should be dirty.
I think it's probably Zoom Zoom.
Yeah, all I want to do is Zoom Zoom Zoom.
All right. And Merry Go Round is the store that's connected to this ad. And I guess it's probably supposed to be tied to prom.
Yes.
Why is there an officer and the gentleman guy dancing with the lady in the first page? It seems like he shouldn't be at prom.
Yeah, he's in navy whites. Like, why is this dressed up naval man escorting you to your high school prom?
Wait a minute. You guys are not looking at the bigger story here. Let's start with all of the roses, the long-stemmed roses on the ground that they're trampling upon. And those lead to the jilted Jamie Gertz in the back. So is this the same woman? Is this supposed to be both sides of her? This is her Zoom and her Zoom on this night to remember. It's the same woman with one man, because on the other side, there's other shots from this evening where someone is walking in candelabras, just walking in candles, like prom hug photos with the naval man. So the whole thing is a bit, I think the whole thing is supposed to tell the story.
You have the narrative completely incorrect.
Oh.
This is a recruitment officer crashing prom.
Yeah.
Okay.
To recruit the most desirable of the prom goers, which is not the lazy goth in the background. It's the white, pink, lily, fresh girl in the front who's going to make a great petty officer, I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. And then she's off to war. She died in the Gulf War. Yeah.
Tragic. Goodness.
Killed by her own troops.
Well, right before Sassy's take on prom fashion, we have on page 34 and 35 a double page spread for a prom dress line called Climax, designed by Karen,
so inappropriate.
Karen Okada
for special occasions.
We have four girls and three boys. Unclear what the who's taking whom in this breakdown. But anyway, the other thing that we see in the bottom left corner of the spread is it's made only by DuPont Dacron polyester. It's the Dacron in the fabric that will keep your prom dress looking crisp and fabulous all night long. And I wondered, because this is not something I've seen lately, Dacron, and I know that, you know, all of these artificial, you know, versions of polyester, they ebb and flow. They have different names.
Carcinogenic.
Dacron still exists, Dave. Okay. Shows what you know.
Doesn't mean it's not carcinogenic.
That's true. But if you go to dacronfiber.com, it describes it one of the most tenured polyester fiber brands in the world, which, like, I know they mean it's been around for a long time, but that really makes it seem like it went to school and learned how to be polyester. But it seems like it's less often used for clothing now. It's like they turn it into fiber fill for, like, pillows and stuff.
Well, because they said it doesn't get wet. Which is why I thought, oh, that's why they have these guys on the beach. And if you climax on Dacron, you're in the clear. Like, nothing sticks to you.
Just bounces off.
Someone tell Ebenezer Scrooge.
If somebody's going to spooge when there's Dacron about, cover your eyes. You never know where it's going to go. It'll be just ricocheted all around the room until it has something dry.
Oh, my God. Who made your prom dress? DuPont. That's what this ad says.
What's that pinging sound? Oh, it's Ebenezer Spooge in the back. He just let one go and it's still flying around. It's too much Dacron around.
Store in a cool, dry place. Camp Beverly Hills picture. Lists all the malls on the side and it says Camel View Plaza. It's the first mall. Camel View Plaza at Scottsdale, Arizona is my favorite mall I've never been to. Y'all going to Camel View? How did this happen?
First result for Camel View Plaza, Scottsdale, Arizona on deadmalls.com.
There you go. I bet if you go through this entire Camp Beverly Hills ad, everyone is dead. I don't mean the models. I mean the malls.
Although, that one time I did have blush balls, I developed Clackamas.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
You want to talk about Playtex?
Oh, boy, do I ever. On page 89, it's new, it's neat, and so discreet. It's new Playtex portables. And I just have one question for you guys. Yeah. What did you use to lug around your non-portable Playtex before the advent of Playtex portables? Like, was it like when laptops weren't portable laptops yet and they still had the handle on them? Were they like that?
Yeah, you had a little red wagon and you brought it to school. Uh-huh. And that's how everyone knew that you had your period. That's why they were red.
Oh. I wore mine in a bandolier.
On page 104.
Oh, boy.
Is an ad for, house ad for, wait a minute, it's our birthday, but we're giving you a gift in Tarot Bang. If you send away, they'll send you back a sassy horoscope pin. Mm-hmm. Based on whatever your zodiac sign is. I don't understand what's going on in mine. I'm Taurus.
Yeah.
And it's got just like some distinguishers below it. It's the musician, the elf, the silent one. Like, am I Bard from Lord of the Rings? Like, what's going on here?
You know, if you think about it, you know you're the musician, the elf, and the silent one.
Do I? What are you, Pam?
I'm Aries, so I'm the adventurer, the survivor, the leader.
And Tara?
I'm Sagittarius, and I never line up with any of the characteristics of Sagittarius, including here the gypsy, the seeker, the philosopher.
No. Although Aquarius, you're in luck. You're the thinker, the doer, and the optimist. So apparently you're just like a thought leader. You got that think tank going. You're breaking in the dough. Congratulations.
Capricorn's confusing because you're the expert, the hermit, and the class president.
And if you're Pisces, we hate you because you're the poet and the dreamer and the mystic. Mm. Gonna have me a piece of that mystic poet.
Do we hate you more than the Scorpio, the hypnotist, the detective, the sorcerer?
No, I do not hate Scorpio, the hypnotist. He is great.
I just want to know how they pulled this off, because it says you just fill this out and you send it in with a dollar, and they're like, the most important thing is knowing your birth date, which I guess is so they can data collect.
Right.
But they couldn't have had, they must have run out so quickly. I feel like they made a lot of money.
This ad is basically the equivalent of all the internet, like, what X are you? so that they can just like pin that to all the data they already have. Like, what character from Schitt's Creek are you? It's like, oh, okay, you're gay. Got it. Check. Put that in your bucket. And now they have that in your fingerprint to sell you ads on. So this is like the rudimentary version of that. It's kind of fascinating to see it that far back.
I found an Aquarius pin for sale on eBay. So if you're Aquarius, go ahead and snap that up. It's not a dollar anymore. Now it's $12.75.
Yeah, you send it into Young America, Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go to Sassy at all.
Mm-mm.
We cracked it, everybody.
Yeah, that's probably like the company that became Cambridge Analytica eventually. Mm-hmm. Like it's that kind of dark shit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Serious accessories, quotation mark, in, end quotes, and inexpensive. Someone spent minutes drawing this ad. Of all the things you can get from Serious accessories, the perfect big, quote, T, unquote, tie with a Y, die piece sign, great for sleepovers. Mystical Indian worry dolls. Wear one for each problem of the day.
Gonna consider rewriting that mystical Indian.
Wait, with the big t-shirt, great for sleepovers, yeah. It says double extra large, 100% cotton, big enough to share with a boyfriend.
Mm.
Please elaborate. One at a time or at once?
Well, I suppose either if it's double XL.
Yeah.
But you can tell this is authentic because the girl who's wearing the tie with a Y, die piece sign, double extra large, 100% cotton t-shirt, she's holding a Sassy magazine, or rather she's holding a pamphlet that someone has written Sassy on the top of that you can barely make out. This is just, it's so half-assed, it just touched my heart.
I just realized that the Design Hunter shirt is not a sleeping peace sign. Those are her boobs.
Those are her boobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peace sign looks like...
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
It looks like a sad piece. Yeah, like the moon's going to sleep.
But there's something else on this page that Pam wanted to talk about.
Oh, so at the top of the page, there's Walter Drake Photo Labs.
Shout out to that one person that got real excited that they worked there. One listener, I worked there!
Are you talking about the picture?
No, Walter Drake Photo Labs. Somebody either wrote in or was a call. That they're like, I work there.
Oh, Walter Drake Photo Labs has the worst pictures I've ever seen in it.
Oh, it's that person's fault. Way to go, that person.
Look at this woman. Like, she looks like...
Oh, my God, yes.
She's melting, or there's like an exhaust blowing at her, and she's like, I love it! I love that I get 32 wallet photos for $2.45!
Oh, my God. I am just going to capture this right now. And blow it up to like social media size, and it's going to be extra terrifying. Fantastic.
I'm going to use it as my avatar.
And on page 112, we have beautiful nails now. Guaranteed salon results at home at a fraction of the cost. Tara, tell me what your usual Jamba Juice order is.
Orange Berry Blitz.
Orange Berry Blitz. Would you like your Orange Berry Blitz with ridge filler, top coat, glossy quick dry, protein base, nail wrap, or platinum travel bag?
All right, Sassy Club. I definitely know what I want to buy this month, but I have some other items that I want to discuss. So who would like to go first? Dave, what are you getting from Sassy Club in this March of 1989?
If I wanted an extra bandana or two, I don't think I would buy this month, because this is the first time I've seen them drop the W from a mention of W. Axl Rose.
You're right.
Right in the bottom corner of the second page. Even Axl Rose, we suppose, would love these neon bandanas, set of three, pink, yellow, and orange for $5. No W. So have we retired Waxel from Sassy? That makes me sad. I thought they would go the distance. They would be ride or die for Waxel, but apparently they're just like, oh, nobody else is saying W. Axl Rose. I guess we'll just drop it too.
Are you sure they wouldn't be wide or die for W. Axl Rose?
I think they would be. I think you're right.
The we suppose makes me think that Waxel got a bit litigious. So they're like, oh, God.
Yes.
Put a we suppose there.
All right, Pam, what are you getting from Sassy Club this month?
I think I actually did get some version of this OP bikini. That had, but it had a, but it had shoulders, and it's the one that fell off on the Wipeout ride.
Oh.
Wipeout.
So there is an ad a little further into the magazine for Hot Coals, spelled like my name, of California, which is 95% the same bikini. I just imagine it probably cheese them off that they put an ad in here and then their competitor gets way better placement and eyeballs for pretty much the same bikini in Sassy Club. So I wonder if they're back next month or that's the last we see of Hot Coals of California.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'm obviously getting the member Sassy Club t-shirt, which we can see in black with white print in the bottom right corner. But I also wanted to just mention as while we're here, because certainly no one is buying it, no more yucky suntan lotion than sand all over your hands. Just fill our fantan stick with suntan lotion slash oil, not oil. Give it a squeeze and roll the lotion on. There is a 0% chance this product worked. Like, this would not do anything. These, first of all, it's impossible to tell from the photo.
Oh, how, I know exactly what this is.
How big is this thing? They look like pencils.
It
like,
is. And it's just you push it down.
Yeah.
And that just lets whatever drain out. There's nothing in it. You put your own in there.
Yes.
And it's just like, this is also kind of retro. But remember the year silver markers with the red outline came out, and everybody was in how they worked. You press down and the ink came out of it, and then you drew. That's the same basic idea here. You're paying a lot of money just for like a tube with a hole in the middle so they let stuff out.
Want to get sand on it too?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
You can tell that Bill and Ted are coming for copy because this intro on the Sassy Club this month is so annoying. The hey dudes, it's all kinds of gnarly warm weather gear and free smoke and sassy hot hip pack. I hate it.
It's a very 80s looking collection, but like mid 80s. I'm surprised that we have so many of those like blocks of turquoise, pink, green, yellow color stuff still on the cusp of the 90s. I would have thought if you asked me beforehand that that stuff had already come and gone.
Yeah.
It's just the way we think, I guess. Like 80s were this and then the 90s were this and it switched on the dime. But like going into the 90s, we still have these 80s looks.
Yep. We talked about the fashion. We talked about the beauty. Let's talk about the et cetera in our fashion et cetera roundup, starting with Diary. Headline is kidding around, and this is Jane celebrating Sandra Yates, who is the president of Matilda Publications, the parent company of Sassy. If you remember looking at mastheads in earlier issues and seeing something about Fairchild, that's because that's the original publisher of Sassy, and then Matilda was formed to purchase both Sassy and Ms. sometime in 1988. And this is very sweet. It's all about how she loves us. She realizes the importance of us, you know, being goofy in our office like young people, and she's fine with it when she walks through to her office. And it's very sweet until you look up, hey, what's Sandra Yates doing now? And find out she would resign from Matilda 2 months after this.
Too much fun?
No. Well. Apparently, they were trying to find a buyer for both of the magazines and couldn't. We'll link to a profile of her from the Sydney Morning News because after this, she left New York and went back to Australia. And it linked her departure from Matilda directly to Sassy losing its five biggest advertisers after the protests from all the wacky, angry parents. And in this article from 2006, she calls losing Matilda her biggest regret as a businesswoman. You did your best. It's hard. It's hard to fight wackos. We know this more and more each year. Anyway, if you want to, if you have an event coming up where you need a speaker, you can book her. And we will link to her page on claxtonspeakers.com/AU.
Claxton?
Yep.
Like,
that's a klaxon.
Oh, okay.
This is Claxton.
Get your Starlog jam off this page.
Say what? Responses to the Mary Stuart Masterson profile from January. The first one taking issue with Christina describing Dalton, a private school in New York, as a hoity-toity private school. So I looked it up. In 1986, the tuition at Dalton was over $8,000 a year. Today, it's over $55,000 a year, and that's for K-12. Can you imagine spending $55 for your dumb little fucking kid to go to the school and learn their shapes? It's absurd. I don't think I spent $55,000 for my entire 5 years at university.
Oh, they do all the shapes there.
They show them all the rich people shapes that we don't know about.
Opens up the coat pocket. Rhomboids.
I just wanted to call that out so that this letter writer who was too chicken to even sign their name, they sign it an insulted Daltonian. Suck a dick. Your school's hoity-toity. Deal with it. Next, poll praisers and critics. You'll remember in the January issue, we got to learn what sassy readers and sassy editors' favorite and least fave pop culture figures were. This one was honestly my favorite. Boy, you guys are vicious. Poor Tiffany didn't even get one nice thing said about her. I'll have to admit, she has the talent of a pistachio, but give the chick a break. Instead of printing obnoxious captions under her picture, give her some constructive criticism, like how to stop singing through her nose. You guys are great and Sassy's aggro, but be a little sensitive to the vocally handicapped. Signed, Gina in Mays Landing, New Jersey. I see what you did there, Gina. Jonathan Swift is reborn. You're great.
Also in the poll praisers and critics, this letter goes to Anne. I must say, you have got to be a lady of great taste to want a poster of Andre Agassi. He's a great tennis player, and that's not all that's great about him. I would give my front teeth, back teeth, and my sister's teeth for more about him. Signed, Kat from Lake George, New York. Sounds like Kat's got a classic case of blush balls.
Warning, poisonless calendar. I just wanted to let you know that I was really pissed off when I looked at your pullout calendar in January and saw that Poison's birthdays were not listed. For those who have any taste in music and like Poison, their birthdays are as follows. Brett, March 15, CeCe, May 14, Ricky, August 8, and Bobby, November 2nd. Signed, Sassy and Poison Rule in Kentucky, Lindy, Lexington, Kentucky. Listen, Lindy's with a Y and an I, and I just want to say, girls who like Poison this much, I don't have any science that make the following conclusion, but I think girls who like Poison this much grow up to be lesbians. I think Poison is a nice starter band for girls who like girls, and so they start with boys who are girls who like girls who are girls. Mm-hmm. And I think Poison, nobody likes Poison this much. Mm-mm. For real. I think Poison is like horses in this case.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think every rose has its thorn. That's Poison, right? I think that's exactly think so. It. Like you're like, I feel weird. I feel like these boys are pretty. I think I want a woman to sing to me this way. And I don't know. I could be a way off. 720 sets to go. Please let me know if you are a lesbian who loves and or loved Poison and it was a bit of a starter band for your journey into whatever bands you like now.
And if you're keeping track at home, that makes Brett Michael the poet, the dreamer, the mystic.
Yes. Did he give you a case of blush balls?
Oh, boy.
Let us know. Yeah. It's different when girls have them. Mm-hmm.
Next time, it's our March 1989 Slumber Party episode. We'll be sharing our results from the What's Your Social Style quiz and playing your latest calls. So there's still time to get yours in at 720 Sassy Go. For my plug this week, the characters in the after party might be about 15 years younger than we are, but their show, set after their 15-year high school reunion, still may be of interest to the nostalgists who listen to this podcast. I interviewed one of its writers, Anthony King, for Decider. We will link that in the show notes.
Don't forget, if you want to get in on the next watch along of voting, when you will vote for Rooftops, no doubt, you need to be a Sassy Club member. So get in on that on the Listen to Sassy Club, listentosassy.com/club. $5 a month gets you that and all the other great perks we've been talking about, including free stickers.
Free stickers!
You can follow me on Instagram. I am at David T. Cole. Tara is on Twitter and Instagram at Tara Ariano. Pam is on Twitter at Pamela Ribbon. And of course, you can follow the podcast itself for extra goodies and trips back in time at Listen to Sassy.
You can call us at 720-SASSY-GO. We'd love to hear a voicemail about the show or the magazine. You can find out more information about the podcast, visual aids for all our episodes, and contact info for all of us at our website, listentosassy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. How do you prepare for an Epilady visit?
Well, what? First you put the milk and cookies out.
It's not like getting waxed.
Is it not? Don't you have to grow things to a certain length and then, take ibuprofen?
I think if I went 4 days without shaving my legs, it would be long enough for an Epilady to grab it, but we'll see.
Dang.
I think
this whole segment would be a lot funnier if Sugar Plum was playing in the background. A visit from the Epilady.